Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim's back with us. And boy, has she got some good things.
Praise
the Lord. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you very
much. We're looking forward to Fearless. In the end of days.
In the end of days. That means no fear.
You believe we're at the end of days?
We're at the end of days.
Okay, good. I
now, the Bible, that. We'll start you out with a chart on TV that you can see.
Okay.
When the King James says latter days, mm-hmm. it's really, according to the Jews, it's end of days. According to the Hebrew, end of days.
All right.
So what does that mean? Does that mean the end of time? No! Is time going to end? No!
No, it's eternity.
Dear God, we're just going to begin. John G. Lake, you know, the man that the bubonic plague germs died in his hands. His daughter was a friend of mine. And John G. Lake said that the Lord told him, whenever you step from this life to the next, you will only just have begun.
Amen.
You will only begun.
Eternity.
Yes.
Glory to God.
So here we are, and the situation is God made earth. We'll talk about it later a little bit more in detail. A curse, Satan fell, and it became Tohu Vabohu. And so even now it's under a curse. And everything,
the
whole earth, everything God made is going to come to perfection. Everything. Earth is going to come to perfection.
Hmm.
He never is on the decrease. He's always on the increase. You think about the little boy's lunch with the loaves and the fishes. Mm-hmm. None of it went to waste. So this earth is not going to waste. We're going to talk about how it got in the shape it's in right now. But it's not going to waste, and he's perfecting it. So here we're coming to the end of days. What are these days? As they show you that chart, when Moses went up to heaven, you know, and he got the pattern for the tabernacle, the Lord showed him, it's recorded in the Talmud, that God worked for 6 days, had a six-day work week and a seventh day of rest, and that he gave to man, Adam, mm-hmm. a six-day work week, and he'll have a seventh day of rest, and that the each day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. So earth is, we'll talk about that later, how old it is, but it has been about 6,000 years since Adam now. And so those days we've put up for you on the chart. They can see right on the air. And they're 6 days, 1,000 years a day, 1,000 years. They're divided into three parts. 2,000 years, day of chaos. And then the word came, the Torah.
Yeah.
And then 2,000 years of the Torah. And then 2,000 years of the Messiah. And that's been the church age, the body of Christ. Then at the end of that time, actually, God was going to see what Adam could do with it. And then at the end of that time comes the Shabbat, the seventh day, the day of rest. So we're just about to come to the end of the sixth day. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus has gone. And we're about to go into the seventh day. Now, during in the meantime, I don't know exactly where it comes, if the 7 years is a Shemitah cycle is at the end of the sixth day or the beginning of the seventh, but God does a further cleansing of earth, a cleansing of Israel, a cleansing of the nations, the Jews and the nations, and then the churches at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then after that starts the seventh day. And that too will be a cleansing, which at the end of it, Satan will be let loose a little bit. Fire will come from heaven and all those he's gathered up on earth. So we're coming into times of judgment. That shouldn't scare you.
No.
Not at all. And especially if you know who you are.
That's right.
It's very important. Now we're going to talk about living fearless in the end of days, living as an overcomer in the end of days. You're told to overcome. I'm told to overcome. And we're told that we can overcome the devil with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. There is not one hint in the word of God that the body of Christ is ever to be overcome. Never, 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 never. So we are the overcomers. And we're going to be talking about living and overcoming life in the end of days and fearless. And Gloria, wherever I go, people are afraid, and they're coming up to me, even Christians, because they know I teach about the last days, the end of days, and they say, oh, what do you think's going to happen, you know, and they're in fear. How many times in the Bible, one of the shortest little commandments in the whole Bible is, fear not, Fear not, fear not, fear not. The angel appears, the Lord appears. Fear not, Mary, fear not. And so never is fear to be a part of the believer's life.
That's right.
And you don't use that clever of fear to beat Christians over the head. You know, we're not to be afraid. And some of the times, I think there's a lot of fear-mongering going on right now. And we face the future. We know we can see in the Word things that are happening, and we know our place. But you have to know who you are.
Yeah.
You must know who you are. And how are you going to find out who you are? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Well, why are we not afraid?
We rightly divide the word
That's
of truth.
Right.
For one
That's
thing,
exactly
we believe
right.
this word here is
That's
the truth.
Right.
We believe this is the truth.
Hallelujah.
And we get into it. It's God talking to me. But you have to know when God's talking to you.
And if you don't know what it says,
then you're lost.
I'd be scared too.
Yeah, you know, people just get they just get these ideas in their heads.
Well, what was it, Brother Hagin? You just tell about scared prayer.
Yeah, scared prayer does no good.
Scared prayer don't work.
No, it doesn't work. Scared prayer.
What was that story, Billy?
Oh, it was a story about an older couple who had a kind of a change of life baby, and they had a farm, and they were working out in the fields, and a storm was coming. Like a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And the old man and the old woman fell down in the cornrows and just started crying, oh, God, God, God. And the boy, he was running toward the house, and he said, you better run. Scared prayer don't do any good.
Scared prayer don't work.
Scared prayer don't work.
So, of all the things that could stay with me, that one
yeah,
did.
Yeah, scared prayer. Well, it's good, Gloria.
It's true.
It's good right now. It's you don't true. Want to have your, you don't want to be praying scared prayers.
No.
You want to be standing on the Word of God. You want to be ruling yeah. and reigning. You want to know what's your right, what's your privilege. And so that's what we're going to be talking about.
Good. I like
who
it.
You are. Champions. Being a champion.
Amen.
A champion church.
Praise God.
So the Bible says that we must rightly divide this word. This word here is the truth. It's the word of truth. But you have to rightly divide it. You cannot lift out a verse and build yourself a doctrine on it. So you rightly divide the word. How do you divide it? When you're studying the word of God, you read it in context. When you read a scripture, you know that has to harmonize with other scripture
yes, that's
on
right.
the subject. But you've got to know who's doing the talking and who are they talking to. Who is God talking to in this verse? Who is he talking to in this chapter? Is he talking to the Jews? Is he talking to the Gentiles, the nations? Or is he talking to the church? And if you are in the church, then what he said to the church is about you.
That's right.
So we are in the end of days, and we know that that Brother Hagin used to say it like this, find out who's doing the talking and find out who they're talking to. All the Bible is for the church, but not all the Bible is about the church.
Yeah.
Some of the Bible is about other people. The part of the Bible that's about the church and tells you who you are and what you have and where you're going are the New Testament letters. Now, how do we know there are different groups of people? 1 Corinthians 10:32. I'm telling you, folks, I hear a lot of things right now out of the mouths of preachers that come because they don't rightly divide the truth. And they don't divide between scriptures written to the Jews and scriptures written to the Gentiles, the nations, and scriptures written to the church. And so they take scriptures written to the Jews and they try to make the church think they're going to go through the tribulation.
Yeah.
They're going to experience the wrath of God. Oh, my goodness, you better hoard every single thing you can hoard. You better get yourself a hole in the ground. We've been through this before.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, it was in the early charismatic days.
You bought some, didn't you?
Oh,
buy tribulation food?
You had to buy tribulation food. And all of this business you had to do. Well, you can use some good common sense. In Missouri, we get ice storms. We have mountain roads in the Ozarks. So we can go 3 weeks without, you know, being able to get out. And we're really glad because nobody can get in and bother us.
That's right.
And we mostly have an entertainment-based society. And so in the wintertime, the shows are closed anyway. So we don't really mind getting snowed in. But so we
rather like it.
I do really like it. I build me a fire in the fireplace. But you know, we got some food there just in case. Got some money on hand just in case. But we're not fearful.
No.
There's a whole different thing in being fearful and being driven and motivated by fear. Now, it is written in one of the New Testament letters, which is to us, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory. If you have to write that on 10,000 index cards and paste it all over your house, especially when you listen to some preachers, you don't want to be having a spirit of fear. And you don't let them get a spirit of fear in you.
No.
In the Old Testament, there were just the Jews and the nations, the Jews and the Gentiles. In the New Testament, there's a third group after Jesus goes to heaven, after he's risen, after he's been to the cross, after he's defeated Satan, after he's risen, and we've risen with him, then there's a third group, brand new creations, never existed before. Earth never saw the likes of them. And what's true about that group is what's true about you, and it's what's true about the church. Now,
if you're part of that group.
If you're part of that group, if you have accepted Jesus the Lord of your life.
And I have.
And if you have, then something happens to you. You get born from above.
Oh, glory to God.
Born from above. Oh, it says in John 3:3, we think it says born again, and you are born again, but it says born from above. After you accept Jesus as your Lord, he comes into your heart. You're no longer from earth. You're not even an earth creature. It says in Galatians 4:23, Jerusalem, which is above, is the mother of us all. It says in Philippians 3:20 that we are citizens of heaven.
Yes, it
right
does.
Now. Mm-hmm. It says in 1 Corinthians
writing
5.
Writing to the church, he said that.
Yes, and it says that we are ambassadors on the earth. So, whenever you are thinking about your future and you want to know what happens to you, then you go to the New Testament letters.
Yeah.
And in, I'm going to read you, the tribulation time is called the time of the wrath of God. Revelation 6:16, it says, and 17, the great day of his wrath is come. You already in heaven. The church has already gone up in the rapture of the church. You are not here for the great day of his wrath. That is Revelation 6:16 and 17. You're not here when they say, let the rocks fall on us. You're not here.
That's right.
You're in heaven with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And it says in Romans, in Revelation 6:17, the great day of his wrath is coming. Yes, it's coming. There's going to be a cleansing that happens during that 7 years. Now, what about yourself? The great day of his wrath is in the tribulation time. Romans 5:8-9. Listen to me, perk your ears up. God commendeth his love toward us. God commended his love toward us. Mm-hmm. God is not anything as much as he is love. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Hallelujah.
Much more than. Much more. Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. The wrath is coming, but we're saved from it. Even when you were a sinner, he died for you. He loved you so much. Now that you're his child, you think he loved you less? You think he loved you, putting you down here to be beheaded? No.
Now, Billy, I've got a serious question to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you actually hear a radio preacher say...
I did.
You are going through the tribulation and don't let anyone talk you out of it.
I did not hear it, but but the guy that picked me up from the plane yesterday and brought me to your house, he was talking about these same things, how everybody is in so much fear. And he said, I heard this radio preacher say, you are going through the tribulation and don't you let anyone talk you out of it. I'm going to tell you which scripture he based it on in a minute.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you scriptures. You're not going through the tribulation.
No, we're not.
1 Thessalonians 1:9-10. It says, you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from
Hallelujah.
The dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. In the atonement, in your salvation, in what Jesus did on the cross, he delivered you from having to go through the wrath of the tribulation.
Praise God.
That's 1 Thessalonians 1:9-10. Here's 1 Thessalonians 5:9. Writing to the church.
This says it right here.
God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Who's us? The church.
We were appointed.
We are appointed to obtain salvation.
Glory.
What
a great scripture.
We are, you see, you got to know who the us's are and who the them's are.
That's right.
Sometimes it says about them, they don't see the light. We're going to read that in a minute or one of these days. But us here is the church, the body of Christ. The letters are to you. Paul and John, they wrote letters. And Peter and James, they wrote letters to you.
Yes.
So in the letter to you, it says he didn't appoint us to wrath. Now, this guy who picked me up yesterday. Now, I've been confronting because people come up to me and they say, aren't you afraid? I mean, oh, what about this? What about the Shemitah year? What about this and that? Well, I see all of that, but I'm not afraid. And this preacher that he heard, here's the scripture he based it on. Ready?
All right, I guess
Matthew
so.
24.
Matthew
Here's
24.
The scripture he said. It says here that there shall be great tribulation, 21. Matthew 24, 21. There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say, lo, here's the Messiah, don't believe him. Although there's a Messiah, don't believe him. As I told you before, if they say he's out in the desert, don't go there. If they say he's in this room, don't go there. For, verse 27, as the lightning comes out of the east and shines unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He's not talking to the church. The church isn't looking for Jesus to come and split the skies with lightning.
No, that's right.
That's in the tribulation period. We are met, Thessalonians tells us.
We will be at a big party.
We will be. The book of Thessalonians tells us, the letter written to the Thessalonians, we meet him in the air. He doesn't put his feet down on the earth.
That's right.
He comes at the beginning of a Shemitah cycle, 7 years, and we meet him up in the air. And we go with him. Who is he talking to? The people that will be here on the earth. The people that will see him come as lightning. Now, he's talking about this tribulation period. You should get some of my built syllabuses on the book of Daniel or the book of Revelation. And I show you side by side Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and how that Matthew 24 is all about the Jews. All about the Jews. Now look what it says here during this 7 year period. Matthew 24, 13. He that shall endure to the end shall be saved. Is that how you get saved? Enduring to the end? What if you can't hold out? What if they chop your head off? No. You're not saved by enduring. Enduring is works. This is a works judgment. During the tribulation time, the who want endures to the end shall be saved. Mm-hmm. But that's not you. You are saved by the gospel of grace.
Okay, so where am I at that time?
You're in heaven.
Ah,
you're in heaven.
That's the right answer.
And here's how you got into heaven. Acts 20:24. None of these things move me, neither count I myself dear unto God, my life dear, so that I might finish my course. I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. What we're coming in on now, we're in the age of grace. We have the gospel of grace. Yeah. But during that 7 year time, it's a works thing. They're preaching the kingdom is coming, all right, and it is coming. That's good news to them. The earthly kingdom is going to come. But you endure to the end, you'll be saved. And then he says, the elect here is the Jews, and you're going to see the Messiah. Don't go out to this room. Don't go out to that mm-hmm. desert. They're looking for the Messiah. They never have recognized him before.
Yeah.
And they're looking for him to come. So during those 7 year periods, it's going to be bad. And people are going to be saying, well, he's here. Well, he's here. He said, no, he's not
we'll
there.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. But they're not looking. They're looking for him to come as lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He'll put his feet down on the ground. That's the coming. We're looking for him in the appearing at the 7 years, you know, of the time we call the tribulation time. He appears at the first in the air. We go with him to heaven. And then at the end of the 7 years, he comes like lightning in the sky,
yes,
and puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives. So this is not at all talking to you. Now this man says, you're going to go through the tribulation. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Because if Jesus wouldn't have said it, if he's here, go look for him. And if he's there, don't look for him. And there, don't look for him. He didn't write it to the church.
It's too late for me. I've already been talked out of it.
It's too late for you. You've been talked out of the wrath. You've been talked out of going through
wrath.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. And you can trust God.
Amen.
No fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. In fact, fear is a sin, to tell you the real truth. God has not given us a spirit of fear,
no,
but of power and love and a sound mind.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to be demonstrating to the people of the earth right now, Gloria, because they need peace. They are afraid.
Yeah.
And if they don't know the Lord, they have a right to be.
Well, yes, that's right.
But somebody needs to have a shining face. And they need to be walking in faith and in love. And they need to be trusting Jesus, trusting the Lord, trusting the Word. I'm all for finding out what's coming. But you face it.
Well, you have no fear of it.
I have no fear of it.
Because the Bible says we're going to be gone.
That's right.
When the bad stuff really starts.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
And we have confidence that the Word is true.
That's called faith, confidence.
Now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's a different situation.
And now's the time to do it.
That's right. Now you stay with us and we'll tell you exactly how to do that.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.